Our next presenter is Ray Kwan and Ray Bracey, and their concept is called the Epic Optic.
My name is Ray Kwan. I'm the CEO of Epic Optics. With me is Ray Bracey. He's the VP of Sales and Marketing. More importantly, he's a good friend and a classmate of mine from the U.S. Naval Academy, and a former executive of Boeing and Walmart, and a P3 pilot. Epic Optics is an optical engineering and design company. We manufacture unique solutions for very difficult problems in a cost-effective manner. And because of our military and industry experience, we have a lot of associates who are involved in aviation. A lot of military and commercial jet pilots, and to a man or woman, they've come up to us and they said, why can't we design a head-up display for general aviation? Or more importantly, why can't we design a cost-effective HUD for commercial applications so that both the left seat and the right seat can have a HUD? 2 years ago, we took up that challenge. And we thought, let's start with general aviation, because all aviation starts with general aviation. And if we are successful at that, then we can use that baseline design to move up the food chain and make more and more complex HUDs for commercial jets, military jets, etc. Within 1 year, we designed a HUD. And we introduced it at Oshkosh last year. And this year, we've already introduced version 2.0. I'll leave this with the judges to look at. We didn't want to just design any HUD. We wanted to exceed the performance parameters of existing HUDs. So what we did was we looked at what's available, and we decided it needed to be collimated light focused to infinity, like all real HUDs are. It needed to be full color, so you could have red warnings, yellow cautions, you could see synthetic vision if you wanted to. But most commercial and military HUDs are monochrome, and it didn't make sense to us. We wanted to have a HUD that was brighter than existing HUDs, and we wanted it to fit into a form factor that would go into most general aviation planes, all at a cost-effective price, so as many pilots as possible could take advantage of this safety of flight device. I'm happy to say that I think we were successful at that. We've, again, introduced version 2.0 this year, and that one actually integrates with a graphics processor unit into the Garmin G1000 so that the image that you get is almost equivalent to what you would get in a commercial jet, all for almost 1% of the price of a commercial jet HUD. And we really think that from a safety of flight, loss of control issue, that a HUD is probably the best thing that we could bring to general aviation. Thank you.
So when I originally read this, I thought that this was just a repeater, that it was taking whatever Wi-Fi signal and simply projecting it. So explain to me, is that the case, or is this now optimized to take that device and present a picture that is optimized for display on this device?
Yes. We feel like we're a small company, but we move very quickly. I think it was about 4 months ago when Textron said, can you integrate this into a G1000? We have the data. You can tap into the ARINC 429, and can you create the graphics that we would like to see in a typical HUD? And so within 4 months, we came out with version 2.0. You can hardwire it via HDMI from the graphics processor into the back of the HUD. For people who are using an AHARS box, such as a Stratus, then you can use the Stratus as a Wi-Fi hotspot, connect the HUD to it, connect your iPad to it, and then screen mirror to the HUD. So in those particular cases, you would get ground speed, you would get GPS altitude, but still using that HUD, you get quite a bit of information. Traffic in front of you, weather, synthetic vision.
So has there been any pushback on the non-optimized, so coupling to some third parties that is not optimized? Have you heard any conversations about that?
I'm not sure I follow
through,
you.
Like WingX or?
Well, Aperio made a HUD mode within their iOS app optimized for the HUD when we first introduced it last year. And what we're telling people is that we operate with any device, any Android device, any iOS device. And so if you're using that electronic flight bag software, why not put it on the HUD?
So, in fact, some of them have actually said that they want to integrate a HUD mode with their software beyond just a
camera. Right.
So draw the line for us where you're using GPS airspeed and altitude versus piostatic. That's pretty critical here, because this is a control instrument. What are you doing about that? You're allowing in some configurations, evidently, GPS altitude and airspeed, ground speed, to be the information that's displayed.
In which case, we're just repeating what is already in an iPad, that information. So it's taking the information, and the way you described it as a repeater is actually very correct. It's just Wi-Fiing whatever is in the iPad. On the other hand, version 2.0 and further models, we're linking up with avionics systems. So what we do is grab data off of data labels from the avionics system, input that into our GPU, then turn that data into graphics and present that on the HUD.
And then in that case, you have the pedostatic.
That case
correct.
Is pedostatic.
Because the GPS is problematic for control instrumentation.
Right.
Well, and we're not suggesting this is a PFD in any way.
But it's a HUD. It's where people are going to be looking when they're controlling the airplane. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, but better to be looking up than down.
Yeah, but not at bad information.
And then as a hardwired solution, is that going to be then an STC? What I mean, you're going to be putting it into other aircraft. I mean,
it's carry-on as a portable device.
Okay, say I've got an older amateur-built airplane. It's got analog instrumentation. How does this adapt to my airplane?
Well, typically what we do is, I mean, we're assuming that you're using an AHARS box with a tablet as a minimum to screen mirror up to the HUD. If you don't have a glass cockpit, then the HUD doesn't do you any good.
Okay, we're trying to reduce loss of control accidents in the existing fleet of amateur-built airplanes. This is going to impact a very small percentage.
Well, with the analog cockpit, you still have the opportunity to use an iPad or something on your on iPad or a tablet with an AHARS information. The distinction is you don't have necessarily indicated airspeed. You would be using, in that case, ground speed.
So basically, it's not a solution for the legacy fleet.
It's not a solution for people with steam gauges, but as people migrate to
the steam gauges are still having accidents. We need to solve that.
And we're not a panacea for everybody.
Yeah, and that's why Pat's question about is this a repeater, is this actually a data processor, is important. Can you grab pedostatics in an amateur built and put it up on the display? Or are you repeating another display?
Not in its current mode.
Okay.
But there's companies out there, I know of one in Oviedo in Florida, where they take an inspection port out and they put a pedostatic in that Wi-Fi's in. So. I'm not sure that I think that this is only for modern airplanes. I think it could be all the way back to the legacy fleet with another third-party product. Would that be safe statement?
Sure. And we're into this, as Ray introduced, into a year, and we're meeting all kinds of folks, including other finalists tonight, about how we can work with them to incorporate our system with theirs. And so happy to look at those companies and then and work with them very closely.
And then how does the system differentiate from my GoFlight, who has a HUD? They've been working with the FAA. Have you all been working with the FAA in any way to get it certified in the version 2.0?
Not for version 2.0, because we still consider it as carry-on. And we're receiving data passively and not interfering with the avionics.
So what is the what would the prize money, if you get it tonight, where's that going to take you with this system? What's your next step?
Well, the next step is to interface with all parties involved so we can continue to improve it. But to your point, what we'd like to do is to be able to make that HUD available for every level of pilot, depending on what they can afford and can't afford.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's give a round of applause for all our finalists and for the judges. They're going to have a really good conversation in the back trying to decide the top winner for this prize tonight.